The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
We welcome you out to Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street tonight, and most Monday nights throughout the athletic calendar. It's the AC All Access Show. Your host, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. Shout out to Jeff, Saint Sports Weekly this week. We're getting into some Bulldog talk. We have three guests lined up for you. We'll have Michael Mascarin with men's tennis, Nathaniel Mott with men's ACHA D1 hockey, and Ethan Burrows with the football team coming up in just a little bit. No Mike Prang to start the show, so I got some notes to talk about, kind of a weekend or a week in review for Bulldog Athletics. So we had Division I club softball getting a nice win over Ohio Valley CC. Community college. I know high schoolers think, well, it's Catholic Central. No, community college. 17-6, so a good win over there for the Lady Bulldogs. The ACHA men's Division III team beat up on Trine twice, identical scores of 7-2 on last Friday and Saturday. ACHA men's D1, a thriller at the Arrington against Pitt in overtime, 4-3 was the final there. And then they tightened things up defensively and won the next game 3-0. So shout out to those players and coaches. We'll actually have one of those athletes on later on in the program. ACHA women's Division I team beat Eastern Michigan 4-1 in the first game, and then took Eastern in the second one 7-0, a little more comfortable margin in game number two. So those ladies off to a fine start as well. For those of you listening on our sister station, 103.9 WLEN, it was football taking down Albion 28-7. And when you look at the stats, game really wasn't that close. Then we had women's rugby having a time against Grace College, 48-0, and then 43-0 on the rugby pitch. So congrats to the ladies and the coaching staff for women's rugby. Men's tennis, talking about them a little bit more later. Win over Ohio Wesleyan, 4-3. Men's golf, tied for fifth in the MIAA Jamboree number 3. They shot the same score both days, 301-301. So to take that fifth spot in a very competitive MIAA golf scene. So that's kind of a look back on a weekend that was. Hockey's all in the mix. I believe every team besides the NCAA teams have played at least one game this season. So head over to AdrianBulldogs.com or download the app to figure out when those teams are playing. It's safe to bet that there is some game happening on the ice, whether it be a Thursday or Friday, Saturday night, or afternoon at the Arrington. So check out those. We are getting kind of closer to the end than the beginning of fall sports. And, of course, with the hockey being winter, kind of ushering that in as well. Let's talk about some things happening at Frickers. They have their daily happy hour, 3 to 6, then 9 to close. They have the 7:49 frickin' lunch combos, and they're celebrating 40 years this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking for I forget what was on Friday. Do you have Friday? Is a DJ on Friday at 8 o'clock? 80s party Friday? Oh, man.
Saturday.
Okay. Saturday.
Free wings.
Free, ooh. I was going to say free wings once a month for a year.
Yeah.
You have to come in on Saturday to get that option? Okay.
And then Sunday is family day.
Family day on Sunday.
Birthday cake day.
Oh, they actually blow out the 40 candles, do you think, or probably not?
Maybe.
Eh.
Coloring contest, 10 and under.
I was going to say a coloring contest, but then you gave the 10 and under.
Painting, 4 to 7 p.m. So you can paint your face painted.
So it's a real family weekend. And speaking of family, kids 10 and under eat free.
Yeah.
with the purchase of an adult entree. So stop on in Frickers and Adrian. They also have their weekday specials. Boneless chicken today, bone-in chicken tomorrow, sirloin steak on Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday. Stacy, I know this menu.
I know you do.
We've been doing this for like 3 years at this location. Plus, I'd be considered a regular. Yeah, yeah. I get a couple. Yeah. Well, what's the actor's name in that show?
George Wentz.
Yeah. So.
Your uncle.
My uncle. No. He's not quite. Yeah. 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 Thanks, Stacy. Off mic, Stacy Mitchell. Director of Sales and Marketing for The Cave and our other stations, WLEN and Q95, WABJ. Love it. Okay, well, that's a big talk about Frickers. A recap of the weekend of Bulldog Athletics. So we're going to take a quick timeout and get us ready for tennis. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Show live from Frickers right here in Adrian, South Main Street. They are hiring, so if you're looking for some employment, front of the house, back of the house, head in. Get an application out of the bin. I do want to say it. I won't. We're talking men's tennis right now. A return visitor on this program, Michael Mascaren, a junior from St. Clair, Michigan, fellow Saint. We talked about this last time.
Yep.
I'm just a little bit his senior, just a little bit. It's not embarrassing now. It will be soon. But thanks for getting back on the show.
Of course.
Looks like you picked up where you left off last year, a 6-2 record for you individually. How would you assess your season and the team's success so far?
I think personally I'm having a pretty good season. I've had some really good wins. We actually at the Hope Invitational, I played against the best player in the tournament, like the one seed, and I somehow pulled that one out. Don't know how I did it, but that was a good one to win. It felt good. The whole team saw it, so it was a really good match. Doubles is also going really well. My partner Luca Catino, we got a big win at the ITA tournament. Actually, the one that time I had.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, okay. we pulled a really big win out against Case Western University. They're one of the top ranked schools like in the country for Division III. So that one felt really good as well. And then, as a team, we added some new freshmen to the team this year. So we have three new guys in the lineup, and they've been really strong. So I think they're helping our team a lot recently.
Yeah, and it's really a sport where, individual success is nice, and then ultimately helps the team. But you need a strong 1-6 if you want to compete in the conference or in these tournaments.
Yeah, exactly. The team of six makes it, pretty difficult, even if you're, just one person on a team, because you just have to rely on everybody else to do their job as well, and that can be pretty tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. And you mentioned freshman, and you're a junior. Obviously, you're playing in that one spot or one or two, depending on the day. Would you say you're a younger team then, with you mentioning those freshmen?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have two seniors in our lineup that, like, between doubles and singles, and then the rest of us are just either we have two juniors in our lineup, two seniors, and then the rest are sophomores and freshmen. So it is a pretty young team, yeah.
So six play. Mm-hmm. How many total on the team this year?
So we have 12.
Okay.
And we actually mixed it up between singles and doubles. We have some guys playing doubles, and then we also have some guys, like, not playing doubles that are playing singles this year.
Oh, okay.
And that's a little different from last year because everybody who was in the doubles lineup was also in our singles lineup. But I think we're pretty strong when people come to know, like, people know what they want to do and know what they're good at. So we have some guys that just would rather play doubles and put all their effort into doubles.
See, that's new to me. I didn't know you could have more than six on a match day in your lineup.
Yep. Yeah, we have two people playing doubles that don't play singles.
Okay.
And then we have two guys playing singles as well that just don't play doubles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that more common than I think?
Yeah, it's pretty common
with
other teams because other teams are really deep when it comes to their singles lineups, and then they have some other guys that are just really, really good doubles players.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'd like to get to that point, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. I think we're pretty close. Yeah, we're honestly at that point because everyone knows what they're good at. So we're just, like, putting all that on the table for other teams, and it's been pretty good for us this year so far.
I have to ask this for strategy and technique.
Mm-hmm.
How many lefties versus righties?
We have one lefty on our team.
Just one?
Yep,
okay.
Just one.
Do they do the doubles or singles?
He's a singles player, yeah. He's a really strong singles player.
Okay.
Yep.
If you were a lefty-righty in doubles, is it more common for the lefty to be on the left side?
Honestly, it's just preference, when it comes to the lefty. Because if they like to play more on their backhand side, they're going to play the deuce side. But if they like their forehand and they're confident in their forehand, they're definitely going to play the ad side because they just want to hit their forehand, especially off returns. It's easier to just take your forehand, yeah.
Right, immensely for the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking I'm hitting his backhand, but it's his forehand.
Right, yeah, even me, I'm always getting it mixed up. I'm like, oh, I forgot that guy was a lefty.
Exactly.
And it gets me into trouble, yeah.
Yeah. So you recently had a team win against Ohio Wesleyan this weekend. Was that a trip, or was that home?
Yeah, that was home this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Any recent road trips? I mean, you guys like to get out of town, I know.
Yeah, we do. We just had one the day before against, Ohio Northern. And that was a pretty tough match. We lost 6-1. I pulled out my singles match, though, so that one felt good.
Okay.
But, they're a really strong team. They're really good with singles. And like we were talking about, they have mixed guys in their doubles, so we weren't really expecting, like, what we were going to see in singles after doubles.
Can it keep a team fresh to have
100%
one single person and then a different for the double?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Very – see, I just like – I think everyone should like learning new things.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I thought it was the same six, do the doubles, and then they turn around and play singles or singles and then doubles.
But right.
That's just blowing my mind right here. So the team record this year, Michael, six games, 4 wins, 2 losses. I would take that start,
all
things considered,
that's
right?
That's awesome. I'm loving it so far.
Yeah,
more
wins
good,
than losses.
Good. Yep.
You don't. Correct me if I'm wrong, no conference play in the fall, but you load it up in the spring.
Yeah, so we don't play conference in the fall, but we do have a tournament. It's called the Open Invitational Tournament, and all of the teams in the MIAA, like, come to that tournament, and they all play their best guys. So we're technically getting some, like, league play, but
doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count at the same time. So it's not really for the MIAA, but it's just getting us warmed up for, like, the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the preseason ranking was. Mm-hmm. Who are the teams we're kind of gunning for this year in the league?
If we're going for a team, it's definitely Kalamazoo. I mean, they're a really tough team. I think they got one freshman this year, and he's a really good player. But I think the people we brought in and the way we're changing our lineup around this year, I think we could definitely make some upsets this year against schools we're not supposed to. Yeah.
You can match up a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely.
Is all of that up to the coaches, or do you guys kind of collaborate with each other and figure out the lineup?
Yeah, it's mostly on our coach ultimately, but at the end of the day, we can let our coach know what we like to do, and he can tell, and he can see like what we're better at. So, he moves us around however much he wants to.
Talking Michael Mascarin with the men's tennis team at Adrian College, going back to, I'll say all our alma mater, notable tennis program with St. Clair, tell us again, people probably don't remember last year, how you found your way to Adrian College.
Yeah, so actually, I was a transfer student last year, and I went to Boise State just to see how it
went. Coming back to me now.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. I was just there, like, kind of exploring, you know, seeing my first year, having a fun first year of college, and I just missed tennis. Like, even from high school, I loved playing with a team and the team aspect. Instead of it just being fully individual, it made it so much more fun, and you make really good relationships with all the guys. So I think coming back and being on a team, it just like it really boosts my confidence more than just on the court. Mm-hmm. And it has helped me like in the classroom, honestly, I think so.
That's kind of I'm going to sound like a promotional advertisement, like the Division III aspect of sports. And you can play a sport and not have it be your whole life.
Oh, for sure.
If you're trying to go to Boise to just play tennis, that would consume you. That's Division I. And look, I appreciate people that do that, but if you want to have, you know, a balance of school life and play some athletics, certainly Division III can give you some athletic success. Teams will find you.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, it's a good balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely right.
All right. So coming up this weekend, Saturday, 1:00. University of St. Francis, that's a NAIA school. Are you hitting the road for that, or what's that situation?
No, we're actually going to be at home for that match.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay. Open to the public. People can stop on by.
Yep, everybody should come.
Check them out.
Yep, if you have time, you should definitely make it. Yep.
Very cool. Well, put that on your calendar, 1:00, Bulldogs. And are they the Saints?
Yes. Yes, I think they are.
They are the Saints. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Michael, good to talk to you again.
You as well.
Congrats on the success so far, and
keep it rolling
to the fall, and then you'll regroup in the spring.
Yep.
Speaking of, sorry, one more surprise question: would you normally just train in the blue gym, or now can you take advantage of the complex out there, the dome?
So we can't play inside of our new dome because there isn't really you can't play on turf.
Right.
And if you're playing on turf, it would be just super difficult, super difficult. And then
but you could train if needed.
Oh yeah, we could.
Right?
We could do all of our conditioning in there.
Yeah,
we could definitely use it for everything else. But the blue gym is definitely like our home for when it comes to hitting balls and stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, good stuff. Again, thank you and good
luck.
You.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Michael Mascarin with the men's tennis team at Adrian College. We're going to step aside, keep things rolling on the AC All Access Show. Live from Frickers, we are getting you ready also for some Monday night football. Stop into Frickers tonight before halftime. If you order some food, you can fill out a ticket for your chance to win an authentic NFL jersey. So do that. Enjoy some food, good times. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Bulldog Sports on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
it's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wentz, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
ACL Access Show here at Frickers. Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell in our downtown Adrian studios, all the way downtown. Frickers right here on South Main Street. Stop on out. Great food, great service. TVs everywhere. You can watch what you want from any angle. Unless you're looking right at me like Ethan's doing, there's no TV above my head. But stop on out, Frickers in Adrian. Their birthday party is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All sorts of different stuff. A lot of kid-centric things, even though it's Frickers' 40th birthday. You only mentioned all the kid stuff, Stacy.
No, we talked about the DJ on Friday.
Oh, DJ Friday. 8 o'clock is the DJ on Friday.
We're going to party like it's 1985.
I can't party like it's, because I wasn't there to party. Stacy will have to show us how. All right. Also, Gabby Brume is here with ACTV again. Forgot to shout her out to start the show. She's putting all that social media stuff together. We just finished up talking men's tennis, and now it's time to talk about the Adrian College football team. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a fan, it's like, okay, who do we really want on the show? There's so many options, and we've talked to so many people surrounding the program, and it's now time to talk to the man that leads all Division III in interceptions, Ethan Burrows, the junior from Essexville, Michigan. Ethan, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We have to ask, your journey to Adrian College, kind of unique in some ways. Could you talk to the listeners about how you made your way to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, so basically out of high school, you know, I actually had an offer from here. I really enjoyed the visit and everything, but then I took another visit to Concordia University in Ann Arbor, and I really just fell in love with the school there. And so I was there for my freshman year, and then in between freshman and sophomore year, during the summer, we got some news that after the school year, they were going to shut down the athletics, all athletics there. So played my sophomore season. I got the starting job at safety and, you know, just had a good year. Couldn't complain about it. And then after the season ended, you know, it was time to find a new home. And ultimately, you know, I loved Adrian. I saw they had a new coaching staff, and they got in contact with me, and the rest is history, honestly. I love the coaching staff. I love the campus. You know, I met a lot of the guys on my visit, and I knew it was home.
So that, correct me if I'm wrong, so both coaching staffs recruited you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, this is what people want to hear. This,
yeah.
This is the good stuff, Ethan. So it wasn't a, oh, my gosh, I have no home. Where am I going to go? And here's Adrian College. It was, you know, they were involved from the beginning. So that's interesting to know. And then I have to ask, NAIA Division III,
yep.
there is a difference.
Yeah.
Now, could D3 beat NAIA? Probably in some situations.
Yes.
I mean, heck, we beat FCS Division I. So, you know, competition is competition,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you're going to play good teams. You're going it's college football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the first year here couldn't start any better. 5-0 this year. First time for the program since 2011. Let's go. I'm going to ask every player about this, and I apologize to the listeners if they're sick of it. Week one made a huge impact. That game-sealing INT at Valparaiso. What was that moment like for you when that ball was in the air and your offense gave you that lead, and it's like, all right, we're here to seal it. Could you take me through that?
Yeah, I mean, like, going into it, you know, we saw the offense start marching down the field. I think it was like a four-play drive, and after the first couple, I was like, oh, they're really going to do this. And then I saw Ethan make that sweet grab, and I was like, oh, man, like, this is our time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out with, I think it was like 40 seconds left, and we were just talking. We're like, we need to get this stop. Like, this is make or break. And, you know, the coaches, I mean – it's one of my favorite play calls that they called, and I'm like, oh, man, this is what I love.
Like, were they saving it? Did they called it throughout the day?
We called it throughout the game, and honestly, I was really hoping they were going to call it, and they did. And, you know, the quarterback, he looked me off really, like, really good to begin with, and then he looked back to the middle, and I saw the guy going right down the middle, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to get there.
Yeah.
And it just worked out perfect that I could get there, and man, that probably might be the highlight of my season right there. That was awesome, especially to, you know, seal the game against a D1 FCS team like that. That was unreal.
Yeah, it's just a great moment in this program's history. And look, Bulldog fans are hoping there's more this year. 5 games to go, hoping for more. And you've had some big INTs this season. Leading the nation, as I said, but the first one was certainly memorable. And then we roll on through weeks 2 and week 3. You don't really have to play that much in the Teal game and then Manchester, so we'll kind of skip through that for now. And then we get to conference play on the road at Olivet. I didn't realize it until I was talking to Isaiah Simon, your center, last week, and he said that was his coaching staff's first road conference win. So that had to be special in that way, and Olivet presented some different challenges for you. Could you talk about that game?
Yeah, just like going into it, the coaches, you know, they told us that same thing. Like, you know, we have not won a road game or road conference game yet, and you know, we kind of all embraced that, and we were like, you know, we want to win this game anyway, but you know, to put a real stamp on the season and everything, and for all the coaches do for us and everything, and put us in great situations, we were like, we need to get this done for them, and.
Yeah.
You know, going into the game, you know, I thought we scouted them up really well, and especially once we got into the game, you know, everything we had kind of planned for, they did. And you could tell, you know, the defense came out hot, the offense came out hot. It was just an overall great team win, and I think a lot of it is like part of the coaches. I mean, they put us in great situations, and you know, we scouted them, I think, to a point where we kind of knew exactly what they were doing before they had even done it.
You mentioned the coaches a few times. Chad O'Brien, defensive coordinator, and you have Ron Shields helping out as well, co-coordinator, whatever the title is. A couple of great coaches at the top. Who was the secondary coach for you? Who's kind of taking you under their wing, so to speak?
Coach Shields has definitely taken me.
Oh, he's coaching the safeties.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he recruited me, and honestly, as soon as he started recruiting me, I'm like, I know I'm gonna like this guy, and you know, I think we kind of have a special bond. You know, sometimes we kind of butt heads a little bit, but it's also out of love, and you know, me trying to make him better, but also him trying to make me better, and you know, so we're on the same page, and I think that's really important. You know, I mean, I have nothing but love for all the coaches, but especially Coach Shields. You know, he was the one that really gave me that chance to come here, and you know, I really appreciate that. But you know, I think kind of when we butt heads, we almost kind of we disagree for a second, and then we both see each other's sides, and it's almost like, oh man, you know, we both had a good point, and we put it together, and it makes it really special, and that's what really works.
If you're both going toward the same goal, but maybe a different method or a different approach to it, as long as you can eventually come together and make it all happen. Your teammates, you know, go from coaches to teammates. First, the Concordia guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, right up the middle of that defense. You want to talk about the other guys that came over to Adrian with you from Concordia?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of all, you know, we all kind of started texting as soon as we got recruited and everything, and we're like, we all had the same thoughts about the place. Like, man, we really like this place. And I think it was Liam was kind of the first one to kind of make his decision, and then we had Andrew Van Dyke, and then in the secondary with me, Tim Simons. I mean, those are four starters on defense who I already had a really special bond with at Concordia, you know, playing with them and everything. And I think it makes a big difference, especially kind of having like a lineman, a linebacker, and then two safeties, because we kind of can all be on the same page and communicate in ways that even maybe other people wouldn't understand, but we know what we're saying, and then we can communicate it to everyone else. And so I think it makes it a little bit easier when you kind of have guys that you're familiar with, especially beginning out at the start of the year. It definitely makes it a lot easier.
Talking Adrian College football with Ethan Burroughs, Jr. Says cornerback, you're a safety.
Yeah.
I mean, you can cover guys on the line if you had to, I'm sure.
Maybe.
You're a little more comfortable back there. with those starters coming over from Concordia, did you bring the defensive style with you, or did you kind of morph it into what Coach O'Brien and Coach Shields wanted to do?
I think it's kind of a mix of both, to be honest. I kind of came in, and you know, we kind of all had our ideas, and you know, Coach Shields is really open. You know, he has his kind of own way of coaching, but we also were kind of like, hey, you know, we don't necessarily love this, like how about we mix them together and everything. So I think, and then even on like the defensive and like the play calling aspect, I think like we've started using terminology that we use there, and Coach Shields is like, wow, I really like that, or Coach O'Brien's like, wow, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And so I think kind of the previous experience and some of those things can really help us out, and especially with the coaching staff, I think they really understand, you know, hey, these guys have played before, and you know, they kind of they have ideas that maybe we might not see from a coaching aspect, but they see from a player's aspect. So I think a lot of it is just, you know, I think we're open as players to get better, but they're also open as coaches to get better, and I think that's really important.
Are there, on the offensive side, you know, the center calls out some protection, quarterback makes some changes for the receivers or running back. Is that the same on defense? Is there a, you know, generally the overall play Liam's going to call, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then do different guys make adjustments pre-snap, or how does that go defensively?
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, Liam's been a really good linebacker. You know, I've played with him, obviously, and, you know, he sees the defense really well. He sees things that even, you know, we might not see from 10 yards back, or the linemen see, you know, because they're down in their stance. And I think he's really good about communicating things and making changes, and sometimes just stuff we do in practice, even like, oh, we see something we don't like about a certain formation or something, and, you know, we make it a big deal as a defense and stuff to get a break after we're done in a team session, or to even just, like, get together and talk about things like, oh, we didn't like this against this formation, and, you know, it's a big thing is communication on our defense, and I think that's kind of what is giving us so much success is just kind of the communication and, like, the bond we have together. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, really important that we can make changes and stuff and kind of not necessarily wing it, but make changes on the fly.
Yeah, and, within the system yeah. And, you know, looking at your overall defense, going into the game last week, you were number one in the nation in total defense, and somehow you dropped to two. I don't know what happened there. I might have to do some research. Do you guys embrace that, like seeing how high up you guys are in these national numbers defensively? You know, obviously you with the interceptions, but the team second in the country in interceptions with 10, second in the nation for turnover margin, 10th in passing yards allowed, and completion percentage, you are fourth as well. Do you guys talk about that at all, like embrace how things are going but acknowledging, like, work isn't done yet, or do you just totally ignore that stuff and focus on the next game?
I think, you know, we kind of bring it up, like, hey, you know, this was a really good game, you know, like Albion, I think they averaged somewhere around 350 yards a game going into the game with us, and, you know, we're kind of like, you know, that's a big challenge, but we have a good defense, and, you know, I think we kind of embrace it, but it's like a silent embrace, like, we know we have a good defense, but we just try and be better every week. And I think, you know, even this past week, it kind of really shows, like, you know, they averaged 350 yards, and I think we held them under 150 total yards offense. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily talk about it, but I think we talk about their offense and how we're going to stop it. And, you know, we kind of embrace, you know, let's set a number to keep them under. And so we can kind of keep our defense and their offense, like, intact.
Right. Throughout your whole football life, you've had rivalries, you know, probably going back to middle school or Pee Wee football or whatever. Concordia, obviously Siena was a rival.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else you considered a rival from Concordia, but I'm sure you had some. This was your real first taste of an 88 college rival. I mean, we've been playing Albion so long in football, there's no trophy or anything. It's just Adrian and Albion. When did that become real for you that, oh, this is everything that I was told it would be, whether from the coaches or current players?
Yeah, I think kind of going into it, we, you know, they had kind of talked about how important this was and everything, especially with us both being, you know, really good football teams. But I think it was kind of when, like, the first snap hit and, you know, you kind of hit them and they want to start talking and everything. And I think that was kind of the real first taste of it that I got was actually during the game, because, I mean, you can hear about it, but until you kind of experience it, you don't really put it into perspective. So I think kind of once they started talking to us and stuff, I was like, okay, you know, this is serious.
Yeah, and you probably talk back a little bit, right? I mean,
every once in a while,
yeah. You have to here and there. You know, after you pull down a pass from the air, it's like, all right, we'll let you know about it, kind of deal. But there are many more games like that coming up this season, bye week this week, and then heading to Calvin. So, Ethan, rest up, but don't get rusty, and we'll have the game on 103.9 WLEN. Not this weekend, but next weekend at Calvin. Looking forward to that trip. Congratulations on the success so far, and good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, that was Ethan Burrows, the junior safety for the Adrian College Bulldogs. Adrian 5-0 for the first time since 2011, going for 6-0, not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be back with more of the ACL Access Show. We'll cool off. We'll hit the ice with a senior defenseman from the men's ACHA Division I hockey program. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll talk to him coming up next on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
It's football.
football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
High school football is back on the field, and so is the Michigan Association of Broadcast award-winning Friday Night Scoreboard. Yours truly, Laura Rutkowski, will bring you all the final scores from the SEC White, the LCAA, Cascades, Big 8, South Central White. That's every school in Lenawee County. So make sure to tune in after all the games go final all season long with me for Friday Night Scoreboard on 103.9 WLEN and 96.5 The Cave.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Back on the AC All Access Show. I'm just thinking of questions for next week here on the program. We're here at Frickers in Adrian. Shout out Josh Mitchell, engineer. Shout out Gabby Brume, somewhat of an engineer. And she's recording stuff for digital. You'll see it on the AC TV social media accounts. You can re-listen to the entire AC All Access Show on our website. That's 965thecave.com. Go to replays, click on AC All Access. You can hear past shows. I believe most all of last year is on there still, too. So if you want to go in the time machine, you can do that. We're talking ACHA Men's Division I Hockey at Adrian College. Only time I'll say your full name. It's printed here, Nathaniel Mott.
Yeah.
Motter, senior defenseman out of Mississauga, Ontario. Motter, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I know you're a senior, so this story is kind of dated. But What got you to Adrian College in the first place?
It was playoffs in my last year, junior, and I was messaged by Doug Raymond. And obviously there were other schools messaging me, but one thing that stood out to me was them telling me they wanted to have me here for a tour in person, and they were willing to work with me and to get me here.
Okay. Not familiar with Mississauga, Ontario.
Yeah.
Where about that is in the province? Is it way
more
far
south?
North? It is more south.
Yes.
Okay. So near Lake Erie, kind of that way, or?
It's just outside Toronto, so 15 minutes outside Toronto.
Okay. Hearing from other schools similar to Adrian, or were you getting all kinds of looks?
Here and there were a few, okay. But Adrian definitely stood out to me the most. Just the way the feel felt when I, or the way it felt when I came onto campus, felt like home.
Obviously, the success in the program, really since its inception, and Coach Gary Stiles being there, as long as he's had to be something that, you know, appealed to you, because, you know, looking throughout the ACHA landscape, I think it's in some spots a coaching carousel where it's, you know, someone's there for 2 or 3 years maybe and then they're gone, or maybe 1 year and then they're gone.
Yeah.
I have a lot of great things to say about Gary. Are they all true?
They definitely are.
Okay.
Yes,
right,
they
good.
Are. Great coach. great attitude all the time. The winning attitude is something I really like. It's something we also need to keep us going, keep us pushing. So, yeah.
Well, in your time at Adrian College, I mean, ACHA National Championship, in the tournament, got one win under your belt, got one tough loss, you know, last season, but
yeah.
Guys went on a run. You're looking to do that again this year. You started about as well as you could.
Yeah.
6-0. Looking at stats, you brought a few guys back, but you're obviously every year trying to get in the mix.
Yeah.
Being a defenseman, is your defense partner the same, or what's that decor looking like for the Bulldogs?
Me and Ethan McLaughlin have been D partners since I started here my freshman year, so the chemistry's there. It always has been. It's a great thing.
I'd say. I mean, a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Boy, hard to believe you guys are. Do you all 4 years with him?
Yeah, all 4 years.
So coach doesn't have to do much with you, does he?
Nope, the chemistry's there.
So who coaches the D? Is it Gary or is it Doug or who does it?
Doug Raymond on the back end, yeah.
All right, Doug's the guy.
Yeah, he is.
Got a new goalie this season.
Yeah.
Not new to the team, but I don't know. I think you're kind of in a feeling out process maybe. I don't know, because it was Noah DeCotney's net for so long.
Yeah.
What's that been like with those? I'm going to say there's two, maybe three that are getting looks. What's the goalie situation
yeah,
like?
Yeah, so we have two right now. I have faith in both of them. They're great goalies, you know. I can see it being a battle for Gary trying to pick who's going to go in for what game, because they're so talented and they're just good at what they do. So.
Yeah, that's the problem when you're really successful.
Yeah.
Is you got people knocking on your door to come in,
yeah,
and you got the people there that have got you to that point. So, yeah understood completely. How does that impact anything in the game where, as a D-man, you know, okay, this guy likes to play the puck or this guy won't play the puck. Are there differences in that on the ice or not really?
No, not really. I feel like as a team, when we're out there, we communicate well enough that, like, okay. Whenever the goalie does go to play the puck, like, he knows where to go, who to pass it to, what to do with it, no matter who it is.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
that makes things a lot easier.
A lot easier.
In a game situation. This past weekend, I really want to highlight that. You brought in an opponent from a school that I believe everyone listening knows, Pittsburgh.
Yep.
The Panthers came to town, a 4-3 overtime win Friday, and then took care of business 3-0 on Saturday. I'd say a good test against a Panthers team that I think historically has been right in the mix, if not on the fringe of making the ACHA tournament.
Yeah. For us, it was, I feel like it was an internal battle as well. We had a lot that we still need to work on, but we're making our way. And I feel like Liberty coming into town, we're going to step it up and be ready.
Yeah, well said. Motter, Nathaniel Mott, joining me on the ACL Access show today. The Great Lakes 6 League has obviously, of course, as soon as you name it, Great Lakes 6, there's a seventh team.
Yeah.
As the things go, you know, Big Ten, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But very competitive conference with you guys last year, winning the regular season, your ninth consecutive regular season conference championship, and the inaugural playoff championship game last season. I was there for the overtime winner, yeah. And that was certainly something special and a way to kick off the league. But with that league formation, with six opponents that you would face, it gives you the ability to schedule out of conference and yeah. maybe get some more teams that are, you know, maybe someone you'll see in the postseason. But you have to like that as a player, where it's really, you get a rare weekend off, quote unquote. Like yeah. you're ultra competitive just about every weekend. Could you speak to the schedule this year and maybe last year, how it prepared you for this year?
Yeah, the schedule this year, I feel like it's more competitive than it was last year. We do have a few teams that we've never seen before. Like, we played Northwood this year. We've never played them before. And then we'll have Syracuse coming up as well.
Ooh. Yep. Is that here?
That'll be at home.
Wow.
And, yeah, we've never played them before. So new teams, which means got to prepare, new strategy, everything like that.
Being D3, playing a Division I school, but you know, same competition level, yeah. obviously. Growing up, people see, oh, wow, you know, U of M or Michigan State or Ohio State or whatever. Maybe it's a Syracuse.
Yeah.
And then you're playing against that school. Does that give you kind of a little added edge of, like, they probably think, you know, oh, it's Adrian College, it's a small school, or... you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not asking it the right way, but there's a perception that, wow, here's this Division I school, and, oh, it's Adrian, even though people know how successful the program is.
Honestly, I feel like for us it just brings another level of excitement for us to play against them and bring it to them, you know, show them that, like, you know, we're a small school, but we got the talent for it.
And, yeah, certainly shows up on the ice. Mater has one goal this year, two assists. Six games this year. You're not a big points guy. You're about preventing points for the other team. We get that. We understand it. Speaking of competition, big one this coming weekend.
Yeah,
it's a rivalry night on October 10th. That is this Friday, and then the 11th as well at home versus Liberty, and that'll be family weekend as well for you guys. I don't really need to preface this, but I'm going to, because that's what I get paid to do on the show. What does this Liberty series mean for you and the team?
Oh, this is the bread and butter for us. Like, all week, it's like just a whole other level with practice and the mindset and everything going into it. Like, it's all out war. Like, no holding back. Like, pedal to the metal, we're going.
Yeah, and it could be nationals seeding if you both make it.
Yeah,
you know, they'll look at, oh, they played each other head to head. That could mean something down the road.
Definitely, like, both very talented teams, obviously, but it's always going to be a battle no matter what.
Other teams on that schedule, I have for the Cave scheduled to go call the Ohio University game. That's always been a good one too.
Yeah.
They've been a good team for years.
Yeah, that's another one of our big in season rivals is Ohio, and it's always, like, just like a dogfight the entire time. Like, nobody's holding back, and I think it makes the hockey even more fun. Like, that top-notch competition all the time is something I look forward to and I enjoy, so.
Yeah, beating someone 8-0 is nice.
Yeah.
But getting a gritty, like, a 4-3 win in overtime, it can feel just as good, right?
Yeah, just as satisfying when you know you're playing the right way and, you know, blocking shots, whatever, getting to the net. Things like that, like the small things that truly matter.
Within your locker room or in your meetings and stuff, do you guys talk about expectation? I feel like Gary, Coach Estalos, is very much like, hey, we're gunning for a national title this year, and you know, you have no reason not to think that. So do you guys bring that up often throughout the year?
We definitely do, and it's like we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. We can't, like, obviously there's going to be times where we dip, but like we have to know, like, we have the bar set a certain level, and we have to remain there and keep climbing from there to get to where we want to be, especially with the conference championship title in mind, as well as a national championship title in mind.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, head over to AdrianBulldogs.com for their schedule. Go to Men's Hockey ACHA Division One. You might as well go to all the teams. Like I said earlier, if it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday, there will be a game happening.
There will
It's very rare that no one plays on a given weekend. But I'm going to tell you all, Friday night and then Saturday, Bulldogs taking on Liberty for family weekend. You can watch. It'll be legally printed in the program as Nathaniel Mott.
Yes.
You guys can call him Motter. I appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, thank you
it's
very
nice
much.
To meet you. I've been watching you on the ice for a few years now, and good to meet you and talk to you.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you, too. Thank you.
All right, we have been talking men's D1 hockey. Also, we talked football and men's tennis today on the show. We appreciate Ethan Burrows with football, Michael Mascarin with men's tennis, and, of course, Nathaniel Mott with the hockey program at Adrian College. You can go to our website, 965thecave.com, go to our replay tab, click on ACL Access. You can listen to past shows. You can listen to this one. I'll probably get it uploaded tomorrow, if not Wednesday at the latest. You can listen back to past shows as well. All right, Monday Night Football getting close. Will there be another upset? I don't know. We got Jacksonville hosting Kansas City in a weird week of football. You can listen to that broadcast right here on The Cave. You can also watch it right here at Frickers. How about you do both? Listen on your way here. Watch it when you get here. Sign up to win that jersey. Don't forget this weekend at Frickers. It's their 40th birthday, so they're officially over the hill. Friday night is the DJ. Continues all through the weekend. Not the DJ, but the party Saturday and Sunday. Stop in for more information. Be sure to see Tara. She's here tonight. That's really her only shift, isn't it? And randomly, yeah. Well, be sure to tip your waitstaff. Oh, a Mike Prang appearance. No, there's no time for you. All right. Well, thanks to Nolan for doing Mike's job to start the show, getting me the cheat sheet, helping me out. We had Josh Mitchell in our 96.5 The Cave studios, Gabby Brume with ACTV. She'll be putting out those social media clips sometime this week, so check those out on the socials. Be sure to follow The Cave as well on social media, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram. Our email is sports at 965thecave.com. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight from Frickers. We'll be back next week. I'm your host, Ian Wendt, on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Monday Night Football is on the way next, courtesy of Westwood One.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Friday, experience hockey at the Arrington with men's and women's D1 teams starting at 4. Saturday brings a full day of Bulldog athletics, including men's and women's tennis, men's and women's hockey, and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.